This is one of the first major tests for Frodo. Frodo with the ring is with his companions, Samwise, the servant slash gardener slash helper, who is always his best friend and strongest supporter, and his two more upper-class hobbit friends, Merodach, Merry, and Peregrine, Pippin. Well, they're all captured by the Barrow-wight. Frodo wakes up. Because he has the ring, he thinks, I could put the ring on and escape, and I'd be sorry that I left my friends. It's a moment of temptation, a very key moment in The Lord of the Rings, because Frodo passes the test and doesn't abandon his friends. Instead, he summons Tom Bombadil, and the Barrow-wight is vanquished. Then, the hobbits arrive in Bree, a city of men and hobbits on the edge of the wild. This is most important, for here they meet Strider, who actually is a traditional hero. Strider is the descendant of ancient kings, and he really is the legitimate king of all of Middle-earth, or at least of all the human kingdoms in Middle-earth. But he's dispossessed, and he's wandering in the wilderness, actually looking for the hobbits to help them, because Gandalf, inexplicably, we find out why later on, Gandalf hasn't shown up. Now, when they meet the true hero of Strider, we see another way that The Lord of the Rings is fundamentally different from Tolkien's sources. Strider is not a modern anti-hero, but he's not a Beowulfian hero either. Strider is not racked with existential self-doubt about whether should I be a hero or shouldn't I? That's how they did it in the movie when they had Viggo Mortensen say, should I really be a hero? Should I help Frodo? I don't know. That's not Strider. But on the other hand, he's not like Beowulf, who shows up and said, I'm going to kill the monster now. Don't worry about me. And that makes him very unmedieval. In fact, the Aragorn, the rightful heir to two kingdoms, looks foul but seems fair. Tolkien's setting up that idea of a hero. Also, speaking as a teacher of writing, where I always emphasize to my students, revise, revise, revise. Tolkien's original name for Strider was Trotter. Strider was not supposed to be a ranger or a man, but a hobbit, and he was supposed to wear either wooden shoes or possibly even have wooden feet. So see, if you revise things, they get much better. Frodo's original name was Bingo, also, and that was another good revision on Tolkien's part. Now, because Aragorn is introduced as Strider the Ranger rather than Aragorn the Heir of Kings, he never develops that distance from the reader that you get in your typical heroic narrative. He's not above everyone else, though he starts to move above everyone else later on. He's just Strider to the hobbits, and they treat him very informally. And we as readers then become close to Aragorn. We like Aragorn, but as Strider again.